This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Testimony has begun in the criminal fraud trial of former President Donald Trump. From New York, NPR's Jimena Bustillo has more.
The district attorney's team took their time detailing what they allege was a scheme to prevent information from costing Trump the White House in 2016. The defense's argument was simple. Trump did not do anything wrong or illegal. A unanimous jury must decide to convict Trump, and one juror who doesn't believe the prosecution beyond a reasonable doubt could prevent a guilty verdict. The prosecution also called up their first witness, David Pecker. Pecker was the publisher for the National Enquirer magazine. The DA argues Pecker was among those who made a deal with Trump to make sure information that could hurt his campaign did not get out. On the stand, Pecker testified to the editorial structure of his magazine and about the level of oversight that he had on stories. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
Columbia University has moved all of its classes online in wake of campus protests over U.S. policy in the Middle East. Faculty walked out Monday in solidarity with students demanding an end to U.S. military funding to Israel. Dozens of protesters have been arrested at New York University and at Yale. The gates to Harvard Yard were closed to the public Monday. Jewish students on campuses across the United States have expressed fear for their safety. The Supreme Court has rejected a request by Senate candidate Carrie Lake to get rid of electronic voting machines in Arizona. That story from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
Lake filed her lawsuit during her unsuccessful campaign for governor in 2022, asserting concerns that the electronic voting machines were hackable. But a federal appeals court ruled against her, saying that Lake produced no evidence that the machines had been hacked and that her only real claim was that the machines could be hacked in the future. She appealed to the Supreme Court, which now has dismissed her claim without comment.
NPR's Nina Totenberg reporting. The U.S. Senate is on track to pass the $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Details from NPR's Claudia Grisales.
The Senate canceled its recess this week to take up the foreign aid package following its passage in the U.S. House over the weekend. House Speaker Mike Johnson defied hardline Republicans who were furious at him for relying on Democratic votes to help advance a plan that includes aid for Ukraine. Now, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says members will work until they can send the bipartisan package to President Biden's desk. About $60 billion in military aid to Ukraine, more than $25 billion to Israel, and $8 billion for Taiwan. It would also force TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the popular video sharing app or be banned in the U.S. within a year. Claudia Grisales, NPR News.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR. Tennessee's Governor Bill Lee is expressing disappointment that workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga have voted to unionize. Lee and some other Republican governors have warned that unionization threatens jobs. 73% of workers at the Chattanooga plant have voted to join the United Auto Workers Union after twice rejecting unionization in 2014 and in 2019. In Alabama, workers at a Mercedes factory plan to vote next month on whether to also join the UAW. West Virginia health officials have confirmed the state's first measles case in 15 years. As NPR's Dave Mistich reports, the number of measles cases in the U.S. has trended upward this year, surpassing infection peaks set by recent outbreaks.
The measles case in West Virginia was confirmed in Monongalia County. Health officials say the patient was unvaccinated and had recently traveled internationally. The patient is recovering at home and contact tracing is underway. Public health officials have called on people to make sure they and their children have been vaccinated for the virus. In a weekly update on measles cases across the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it had tallied 125 cases of the virus across 18 states so far this year. This newly reported case in West Virginia adds to 2024's surge. The figures from the CDC show measles infections reported this year have already surpassed the most recent yearly peak, in which 122 cases were reported in all of 2022. Dave Mistich, NPR News, Morgantown, West Virginia.
Again, U.S. futures are virtually unchanged in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.